Thank you for calling the Deborah Provera Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. I'm a case intake specialist. Am I speaking to Chanteria?
Yes, I have Miss Chanteria Newell. Her best phone number is 404-716-4564. She's on the line right now for her depot claim.
Thank you. I appreciate the transfer and I'll help her.
No problem. He'll take you from here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Chanteria. Chanteria. My name is Chanteria. Nice to meet you. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Deborah Provera lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes, please.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim on your behalf?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Deborah Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Chanteria. Can you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
May 11th, 2016.
Okay. Did I hear May 11th, 2016?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay, thank you. And then could you provide me your date of birth, please?
01-28-90-1990.
Okay. That'd be January 28th, 1990?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Deborah Provera, meaning they too received injections and were diagnosed with a meningioma?
I mean, I just hear, you know, girls tell, you know, saying their stories, but not like personally per se or anything like that.
All right. If by chance you do meet someone, you're welcome to have that person give me a call and perhaps I can help that person. All right. Okay. Now I'm going to be asking you some questions about Deborah Provera usage. Did you use the brand name contraceptive Deborah Provera? Was it the brand name?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use Deborah Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis and had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm does ask for the approximate dates that you were receiving the Deborah injections. So could you provide me the approximate date you started injections?
That would be February of 2012.
Okay. And then can I say February 1st, 2012 as approximate start date?
Yes. I just remember it was sometime in February.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what's the approximate stop date? When did you stop getting depot injections?
I recall that date being around May of 2016.
Okay. Can I use May 31st, 2006? Actually, I see that your diagnosis of meningioma is May 11th, 2016. So can I say it's at that diagnosis is when you stopped taking the depot injections? Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. And then that answers my next question is, did you use Deborah Provera between January 1992 through present date? And the answer is yes, because you had started in 2012 and ended in 2016. All right. And regrettably, you were diagnosed with a meningioma. But if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, I will have you sign the authorization to release medical records as well as an authorization to allow the law firm to represent you to get you compensated for damages. And those forms will be sent to you towards the end of our call. And once we finish signing those forms, then we will be done. But there is a case verification call that occurs within 24 to 48 hours, and I'll explain that in a moment. But before I begin, let me confirm. Your gender is female, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your marital status?
I'm single.
Single. Thank you. And Chanteria, that's spelled Chanteria?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And do you have a middle initial?
Yes. Q as in queen.
Q as in queen. Okay. Thank you. And is your last name Newell? N-E-W-E-L-L?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do you, and I take it you probably don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first,
oh,
second,
no,
or third?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then I do need your social to go on the authorization for medical record, a release for medical records. Could you provide me your social?
255-755-3353.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. That would be 255-755-5353.
I'm sorry. It was kind of cutting out.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
One more time, please.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll start from the beginning. It's 255-755-5353.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then any forms that you do sign electronically on our call today, I'll send you copies to your email address. And I believe I have your email as S. Newell. It's basically your first name initial and then your last name at ymail.com. Is that right?
But the only thing is, it is my first letter, my first initial of my first name and my last name, but there's an extra L.
Oh, okay.
Because
yes.
I made an error when I created the email. I accidentally put an extra L.
No, you, as a matter of fact, I see that there. So it's Well actually has three L's at the end.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
At Ymail. Okay. And then
yes,
this phone number, I believe we've already confirmed this number belongs to you. 404-716-4564.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then I mentioned to you that it may seem like we're all finished getting signed up with this lawsuit by doing this interview, signing the legal forms, but there is that final step, and that's the case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. That should occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. What would be the best time that you can be reached for this call from the law firm? Could they call you in the morning, afternoon?
Anytime should be fine.
Okay, can I select afternoon? Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, now I can gather your address, please.
25250 Elm, that's E-L-M, Forest, F-O-R-E-S-T, Way, and that's Riverdale, Georgia, 30274.
Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. I think I've got this incorrect. Can you start with the street number again?
Mm-hmm. 250.
Okay.
Elm, that's E-L-M, Forest, F-O-R-E-S-T, Way, W-A-Y, and that's Riverdale, Georgia, 30274.
Okay, I got it. Now, is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no unit number, apartment number?
No, sir.
Okay, I'll repeat the address to make sure I have it correct. I have 250 Elm Forest Way. That's actually three words, Elm Forest Way. That's Riverdale,
mm-hmm.
Georgia, 30274.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shantaria, mm-hmm. could you provide me the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
The doctor who diagnosed my meningioma, that was... That was, okay, I'm trying to remember. I know Miss Milburn was the one who gave me the depo. I'm trying to remember. It was a few doctors I had to see.
It's okay. You're doing great, by the way.
Thank you. Dr. Allen did my radiation therapy. And Dr. Steven was the one.
Can I ask you this question? When you got the diagnosis that you have a meningioma, that tumor, was that told? Were you told this at a hospital, or was it at the doctor's office? Okay. Can I ask you the name of the hospital that you received the diagnosis?
That was Piedmont Hospital.
Piedmont Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And just to confirm, I believe the address of Piedmont Atlanta Hospital is 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
And were you able to remember the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed your condition?
I was trying to, because like I said, I had to deal with a few doctors. So,
it's okay. If you don't remember, we can at least just point the law firm in the right direction that it was diagnosed at Piedmont Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay. Piedmont Atlanta Hospital.
But that's what I was trying to, I was going down the list of the doctors to try to remember who exactly, which one it was. I know Dr. Stephen Ray, he was the neurosurgeon. He was the one who did my craniotomy surgery. I know Dr. Terry Milburn was the one who prescribed Depo to me.
Okay. Let's start with Dr. Stephen Ray. That was the doctor that treated your meningioma?
Stephen Ray, he was the neurosurgeon. So okay. He was the one that did the craniotomy surgery. He performed my craniotomy surgery.
Okay. And I do see Dr. Stephen Ray is a neurosurgeon in Atlanta,
yes.
Georgia. Did he treat you at Atlanta Hospital, Piedmont Hospital, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. So where you got the news that you had a meningioma?
I believe this was the doctor was Dr. Robert S. Ellen, because I remember being referred to him after a month for 7 to 8 weeks. So I think the doctor that you asked about was Dr. Robert S. Allen.
Dr. Robert S. Allen, he's the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Yes, I believe that's the one.
Okay.
Because,
and
because he was the one I was referred to, so would that mean he was the one that made the diagnosis?
Well, the diagnosing doctor is the doctor that confirmed you have a meningioma. And
right.
That would be after, like, an MRI scan.
Okay.
So
they did. I do remember that they had to do the MRI scan. They
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And after the MRI scan, they announced that you have they found a meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that doctor that announced that? Would that have been Dr. Allen? Dr. Robert Allen?
I believe so.
Okay. And how do you spell Dr. How do you spell his last name? Allen.
Allen. And I know he's an oncologist. He was an oncologist. Because he did my radiation therapy.
Okay. I do see Dr. Robert S. Allen. He did your radiation therapy?
Yes.
Then he probably treated you then.
Right, okay.
And then maybe Dr. Ray, who's the neurologist, is the one that diagnosed you?
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
But that's what I said. I know, yeah, because I was referred to Dr. Allen, so he couldn't have been the one that made the diagnosis.
Okay, that makes sense, okay. All right, so the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Stephen Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He's the neurologist.
And he performed the craniotomy surgery.
Okay. And then Dr. Robert Allen is the he treated you through radiation therapy.
Therapy, yes, Dr. Allen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have a cancer diagnosis before your meningioma diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. And where you were treated and where you were diagnosed, they were both at the same location, Piedmont Atlanta Hospital?
Well, I was treated and diagnosed, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, so let me just recap the information that we have so far. So Dr. Stephen Reyes, the neurologist, and he probably ordered the MRI scan and probably got the results back that confirmed you have a meningioma. And where he was at was Piedmont Atlanta Hospital. And we confirmed the address and the phone number there from the internet. And then Dr. Allen is the doctor that treated you, and he did radiation therapy. He's the oncologist that did radiation therapy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And again, no prior cancer diagnosis. And then now I can ask you the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera.
Okay, no, that's the doctor. I can't remember her name because, she was the one, I wouldn't say I blamed her, but, who prescribed Depo to me, Terry Milburn.
Terry? Is that T E
R R I?
Okay. And how do you spell her last name?
Milburn. M I L B U R N. Yes, that's how I remember her name being spelled. Milburn.
It looks like she's a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was the name of the facility that she works at? Or where did you get the Depo-Provera prescription? We know the doctor is Terry, or the nurse practitioner is Terry Milburn.
I remember the address because it was in Fayetteville.
It was in where?
It was in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Fayetteville, okay. Was it at a women's clinic or a hospital or?
Yeah, it was more like a women's clinic, if I remember correctly.
And do you remember the name?
Not offhand. But again, I have the address. I do remember that.
Let me see. Hold on. Okay, what is the address?
1255, so that's 1255.
Okay.
Highway 54, West Fayetteville.
Okay. That looks like it's also Piedmont.
Okay. Okay, it might be Piedmont. Okay.
That's where, did you get the injections at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I was dealing primarily with Piedmont. That was all just about a different location.
Okay. All right. So where you got the Depo injections was at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and that's under the direction of Terry nurse
Milburn.
Practitioner. Yeah, Terry Milburn. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did she? Just to confirm, you got the injections at her office, and not like she? You didn't get a prescription and go to Walgreens and fill that prescription.
Oh no,
okay.
No, sir.
No, it was the injections were on site.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me make a note of that. So I'm making a note that you received Depo-Provera injections on site at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital. This will be important for the law firm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, Shantira, do you have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. And you'd be able to provide them to the law firm either by mail or electronically, maybe fax or email?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. We're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. this prevents this is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Oh, it's my mother, and she does not.
Okay. And what is your mom's name?
Iris, I-R-I-S.
Okay. And same last name as you?
No, hers is Seats, S-E-A-T-S.
I'm sorry, S as in Sam?
Mm-hmm. E as in elephant.
Okay.
A as in apple, mm-hmm. T as in Tom, and then S as in sunshine.
Thank you so much, Iris Seats. Okay. And her phone number, please.
Okay. I think I know it by heart, but let me make sure. Let me put it from my context so I would make sure I'm getting the.
No problem. We get so used to just hitting the person's name in our phone, and it just dials it that we forget. What is the number?
Right. So I think I knew it, but I didn't want to give it to the wrong, give you the wrong number. Like, I know I know it, and then I look at it, and it's not the same. But it's 404.
404.
Mm-hmm. 759.
Okay.
3626.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 404-759-3626.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Shantaria, do you happen to know her email address? If not,
no.
That's okay. All right.
Gotcha. No.
And then what about her address? Do you know her address?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you provide that for me, please?
Yes. 2035.
Okay.
Downs Place.
Is that D-O-W-N-S?
W-N-S, yes. Okay. That is Place. And it's in Lithonia, Georgia.
Okay. 2035 Downs Place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in
Lithonia, Georgia.
Lithonia, Georgia. Is that L-A-T?
H-O-N-I-A.
Okay. I found it. Okay. 2035 Downs Place, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, Centuria, I want to say thank you for being so patient through this interview. You do meet the criteria.
You.
You're welcome. I'm a case intake specialist, so I'm not an attorney. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So the next step is I will be sending you a text message. That text will have a link to the forms that you can sign electronically through DocuSign. Have you ever signed through DocuSign before?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Before I send the forms to sign, I do need to make sure I've got everything correct. So I'll just take a moment. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least one year. The approximate date of your diagnosis was May 11th, 2016. Your date of birth is January 28th, 1990. You did use the brand name, and that was for at least 1 year. That means you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma. You have used Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date. We've used the approximate start date as February 1st, 2012, and we used the approximate stop date as the same day as your diagnosis, May 11th, 2016. Female, single. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name, middle initial Q as in queen. We confirmed your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, and your address. To the best of your knowledge, you believe the doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Stephen Ray. He's a neurologist at Piedmont Hospital. And then the doctor that treated you would have been Dr. Robert Allen, oncologist, also at Piedmont Hospital. And then the name of it's the nurse practitioner that prescribed Depo-Provera was Terry L. Milburn, and she was also at Piedmont Hospital. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. Well, Now we're almost done. Once we finish signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget, there is the case verification call that'll occur within the next 24 to 48 hours. And that's when the law firm will confirm whether or not they'll take the case. Before they do so, they do want to confirm that you have received depot injection in the past. You were unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma, and they do want to make sure that it's okay that they start working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. So by now, you should have received a text message with a link to the forms to sign.
It literally just came through. Yes, sir.
Perfect. So you want to click on the link. And then, by the way, before Shantaria, I should confirm the spelling if I did not already. It's Shantereia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. I just want to make sure I got that right. So you want to click on that link. You'll agree to SMS messages. Then you'll see something to the effect of please review and act on these documents. Then you'll see my name, John Maurer, case intake specialist. And below that is a box that you'll need to put a check mark next to. And that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures. Then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with the yellow start button. The yellow continues will show you each place on a page that needs a signature or initial. And when you hit the yellow finish button, let me know.
Okay.
This law firm is a very, very good law firm. And so you're about to get, we're one step away, which is the case verification call. You're one step away from getting representation from a prestigious and national law firm, one that's experienced in handling cases like this, very complex cases. If they take your case, they'll do so on a contingency basis, meaning you don't pay anything for legal representation. The law firm is only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. And if they do get compensation, you will get 60% and the firm gets 40%. That's standard for a mass tort. And if they're in the unforeseen event they're unsuccessful, you would not owe them a penny. You don't owe them anything for this representation. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
And how are you doing on signing?
I did good.
Good.
I just quick finished.
I see that you finished. Okay. So we're almost done. But don't forget the case verification call that's going to occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. Before we finish, I'm going to send you a text message from my office because I'm in Irvine, California. And if you don't hear from the firm by Wednesday, give me a call on Thursday and I'll get you in touch with the firm. But I'm going to send you a text from my office line because I want you to know who got you signed up. And also, I wanted to remind you of the law firm that's going to be calling you, which is it's A4D. But the law firm is actually called Pulaski Kirker, but they use a managing agency called A4D to do that case verification call. So be on the lookout for a call from either A4D or Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
And I'm going to be giving you their phone number just in case, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Bear with me here. And again, I say thank you for letting me help you. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together, the fact that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. But as I mentioned to you, you're about to be in very good hands with this firm, very, very good law firm, very experienced. They provide great service, customer service. So now, did you get my text from my contact information?
Yes, I just received it.
Perfect, perfect. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
Not that I can think of at this particular moment.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I want to say thank you for, again, letting me help you. If you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day and a good rest of the week, okay?
Thank you. Have a blessed one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shantaria. You take care, okay? Bye.
Thanks. You too.